With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The general consensus about Thursday night's presidential debate is that President Biden performed terribly. Many Democrats are not happy about it.
Immediately after his lackluster performance, where he struggled at times to say what he had done in ways that people could understand, Democrats were saying, is this 81-year-old the right person to be at the top of the ticket? And you're seeing a lot of hand-wringing by candidates, by pundits, and by many voters who want someone who can fight for them and pose a real challenge to Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, the former president was on the campaign trail in Virginia today. He says he's a better candidate for president than Joe Biden.
This election is a choice between strength and weakness, competence and incompetence, peace and prosperity, or war or no war. They like a war. They love wars. You know, they love killing people. It's so wonderful.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court rules that a person arrested in relation to January 6th was improperly charged with obstruction. The case involved a former Pennsylvania police officer charged for his alleged participation. The justices ruled 6-3 that the government's broad use of a 2002 law, or Enron law, that specifically deals with obstruction, does not apply to the officer and, by extension, others. Supreme Court's expected to rule on former President Trump's immunity case Monday. After the release of a handful of decisions today, Chief Justice John Roberts announced Monday will be the last decision day of the term. President Trump's lawyers have argued that Trump is immune from prosecution for his actions taken while in office. The decision could impact all of his pending court cases. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court denying Steve Bannon's request to delay his 4-month prison sentence on contempt of Congress charges. This is SRN News. A publicly funded religious charter school is dead.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has killed the idea in a 7-1 ruling, stating that to use taxpayer dollars to fund the establishment of a Catholic charter school in the state would be a violation of the Constitution. In its decision, the Oklahoma court says, quote, the framers' intent is clear. The state is prohibited from using public money for the use, benefit, or support of a sect or system of religion. Legal observers saw the school as a legal test case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped by 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion. But experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to the pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations, and that held true in 2023. This is SRN News. Iowa's Supreme Court tells a lower court to allow a strict abortion law to go into effect. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Iowa's top court has reversed a lower court ruling that put a temporary block on the state's strict abortion law, which means the law will now take effect. In a 4-3 ruling, the state Supreme Court told the lower court to dissolve the temporary injunction and continue with further proceedings. The new law bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Iowa joins more than a dozen other states with restrictive abortion laws following the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge is putting Oklahoma's new immigration law on hold. The law creates the crime of impermissible occupation in Oklahoma. The ACLU filed a lawsuit claiming the law usurps federal control over the immigration system. More details at SRNnews.com.